Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. They tell me from now on the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better with age. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country? That's how you really do feel. So let's don't make it different. Let's just make it better. It's gotten us by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? Well, the sad part about it, all of the fans who would like to hear country and can't. And most of those stations ain't fooling nobody when they call themselves country but ain't. So please, Mr. DJ, I'm proud to be country, whether concert or honky-tonk joint. So give this a listen, and then if you won't play it, my friend, you're just proving my point. What's wrong?
KNEL, can I help you?
Don't make it different, let's just make it better. It's gotten us by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now?
Secrets of my pride, 'cause you're always just a memory away. Always just a memory away. I miss you more each night, and more each 'cause you're always just a memory away. Till I'm blind, 'cause you're always just a memory away. Always just a memory away. I miss you more each night and more each day. Lovely ladies that I never make my nights complete, 'cause you're always just a memory away.
Yeah.
Always just a memory away.
Mel Tillis, he misses you every day and even more each night. You're always just a memory away. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Welcome to the Hits Radio program tonight, right here at KNEL-FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. So good to have you with us tonight.
So once again, here we are together in the night, trying to revive a love that ended long ago. I close my eyes and tell myself that everything's alright, and you tell me that you love me, but I know that anything but this with anyone but me, anywhere but here at home, is where you'd rather be. Your words sound real, but I can feel the coldness in your kiss, and I know you would rather do anything but this. I'll be burned. The loneliness and emptiness we bear. I wonder why we play this game. I wonder why we stay when sorrow is the only thing we share. 'Cause anything but this with anyone but you, any kind of torture but the kind you put me through, I think I'd better go away if this is all there is. 'Cause I can't stand most anything, anything but this. Yes, I can stand most anything, anything but this.
Yeah. I can stand most anything, anything but this. Ernest Tubb and all of his Texas troubadours for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show. Here's Mickey Gilley with one called Honky Tonk Memories that you might remember from a few years ago.
Honky Tonk Memories, a cheating song melody, takes me back to you and me and what it used to be.
And I'm a sitting here, thinking dear, why I didn't marry you. I wonder if you're happy with the one who had a sense enough to a pinball going ding a ring. A chug-a-lugging was the thing, singing songs we all could sing. I wish that I could bring it back. Enough to a dancing close to closing time, or we could read each other's mind, and I could search and never find another time like that. A honky-tonk memory, a cheating song melody, take me back to you and me and what it used to be.
Yes.
Mike Angel.
Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
I am doing good. I am kicked back down here at the lake, kicked back in the old easy chair, listening to the best dang DJ in the whole wide world.
I didn't know Bill Mack was on tonight.
I love Bill. I've missed him many a night on WAP when I was working midnight shift. But I tell you what, buddy, you are right up there with him.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that.
Hey, Tracy, would you play me a song tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Could you go back to Willie and Curtis on that old Fidel's, however you say it, river? And
yeah,
they did My Own Peculiar Way.
I'll do it for you tonight.
Tracy, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate you calling in.
I enjoy it. Thank you, and I enjoy listening to you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Comfort just to know you'd never doubt me, even though I give you calls most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. Although I love you in my own peculiar way,
don't doubt my love if sometimes my mind should wander. To a suddenly remembered yesterday, 'cause my mind could never stay too long away from you. I'll always love you in my own way. And though I may not always be the way you'd have me be, and though my faults may grow and number day by day,
say I've ever been untrue. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. Now if I was a millionaire, I'd be poor, and I'll tell you why. Your eyes, your lips, and your hair, those things money can't buy. I could own a ship on the sea, or a plane that flies through the sky. But the kisses you once gave to me, those things money can't buy. My journey on earth is through, and I stand at the gate in the sky, thinking of those days we once knew, those things money can't buy. Those things money can't buy are treasures I'll cherish till I die. Your arms, your smile, and your sighs, those things money can't buy.
One of the greatest country music entertainers ever, the great Hank Thompson, for you in Those Things That Money Just Can't Buy.
Hey, Daisy.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight?
Well.
Good. Yeah, where have you been? You run off?
Yeah.
You ran off for a while, huh? I'll do it for you tonight, okay? All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Made just for me. I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or I
Bright Lights of Brady. I'll sure do it for you. Be happy to.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I was 16 and hungry for action other than plowing and bringing in hay. Excitement was rare out there in the county, but the city of Brady was just a daydream away. Now Brady was huge. There were hundreds of people. They had a cafe and a picture show. They had it all. And a radio station that played hillbilly music.
and the Brady Hotel stood three stories tall. And the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me. That maize patch was hotter than a tin roof in August. The combine was just about all I could stand. What kept me going was knowing that someday, when the harvest was over, I'd see them again. In the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me. Thought that I won, but the bright lights of Brady, they're still calling me. Yeah, the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady, they were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. The bright lights of Brady. Calling to me. Yeah, I'm counting the days till I can get back there. The bright lights of Brady are calling.
Yes.
Hey, can you play the that one that says about that old man says he went to church and they didn't want him there?
It's called Outlaw's Prayer.
Yeah. Can you play that? And don't punch the wrong button.
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you. That don't touch the wrong button. It's with D. Linda Miller.
All right. We'll do them for you tonight.
With her friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. Guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. right there in front of that church. I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know it don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shove it. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Hi there, friends and neighbors. This is Stonewall Jackson, right here in Brady, Texas, with my good friend Tracy Pitcock on KNEL Radio. Stay with us. We'll treat you so many ways, you gotta like one of them.
Well, Billy Wayne was found this morning passed out in his car. In the back seat was a woman that he picked up in a bar. When his mother heard her only words were, "This must be a dream." Billy wasn't, Billy couldn't, he's just 17. Push the panic button, call the doctor, call the preacher, blame his generation, blame the high school teacher. Walk the floor and wring your hands and use God's name in vain. Then look into your mind and find the ones who are to blame. Well, Mary Ann came home tonight with teardrops in her eyes and told her dad where she had been instead of telling lies. He said cruel things and called her name and said he didn't understand how a girl so young could be so dumb and get mixed up with a man. Push the panic button, call the doctor, call the preacher, blame her generation. Blame the high school teacher. Walk the floor and wring your hands and use God's name in vain. Then look into your mind and find the ones who are. the path your children walk. And the words they hear you use make up the language that they talk. To a youngster's eyes, there's no disguise. You look inside your mind, and unconsciously, they'll follow in the path you leave behind. Push the panic button. Call the doctor, call the preacher. Blame his generation. Blame the high school teacher. Walk the floor and wring your hands and use God's name in vain. Then look into your mind and find the ones who are to blame. Push the panic button. Call the doctor, call the preacher. Blame his generation.
Yeah. Stonewall Jackson for you tonight here at KNEL. A funny story. Some time ago, this was in the middle of the night, and my phone rang, and I got up and I answered it. Of course, any time that you're asleep and your phone rings in the middle of the night, you worry about something, you know. And so I get up. It's right after 3 o'clock in the morning, and so I get up, answer the phone, and it's Stonewall Jackson, and so we carry on this conversation, and I think he was confused. I don't think he realized it was 3. I know he didn't realize it was 3 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, so we visit and talk, and after a while, he hangs up, and I never say anything to him about, of course, being in the middle of the night. And so anyway, we finish talking, and I go back to bed, and my darling wife Charla says, "Who in the world are you talking to at 3 o'clock in the morning?" And I said, "Well, it was Stonewall Jackson." And I kind of got that look, kind of like that guy from State Farm. I don't know if you've ever seen that commercial on State Farm whenever, the wife asks her husband who he's talking to in the middle of the night. And it's the State Farm agent. I kind of had that kind of look from her. But it truly was Stonewall Jackson.
Yes, sir. Retro line, Phantom 309.
Phantom 309, okay.
And Teddy Bear.
All right, we'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But, you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess it's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But This old bass will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Well, good evening, Tracy. How you doing, Bubba?
Oh, I feel just great tonight.
Well, I'm on a roll tonight. Would you play my Dolly Parton and my George Strait?
All right, I'll do that. Let's see.
I'll always love you and George Strait. What is it? God, I just forgot.
Okay.
Oh, God. Young Country. He played it on. He sung it on Young Country.
Cross My Heart.
Cross My Heart. Thank you, Bubba.
I'll do it. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. It starts to storm. You've got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
it's just for an hour. Or if I live for 100 years, I'll be remembering forever and ever. And I'll love you, dear, as long as I live.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.